The War of Art, or The Explosive Birth of an Artist. Be warned. To become an artist is to become a warrior under constant attack. It is to break all the rules and then make the losers weep. Art is war. Art is fire. To create good art is to conquer. It is to make artists cry out as they throw their brush in frustration. And to create art that changes lives is to claim victory over what has become boring and ordinary. Be warned, I repeat, because you will come under artist attack. You must not shed a tear. You must hold your ground. You must be fierce, and you must bite with rage. Many great artists do not make it because they look to the world of art for approval. No, that is not how art works. The world of art is neither a friend nor a judge. It is not a standard. It is a world of war. It aims not to celebrate. It aims to destroy. To attack, to stain, to deny, to refute, to break the artist's spirit. The first step to becoming an artist is to rise as a warrior of self-expression. Your brush is a tool of change, a weapon meant to collapse the world of art as it stands today. Everyone will fight you. Your family, your peers, your teachers, gallery owners, and museum custodians. And other artists. They will aim to avoid a fight and aim to slay instead. We are each born a warrior. All of our ancestors were great warriors. Art is both an exercise of your power and a way to honor the love in your distant past. You never learn art. It is art that teaches you. You never train hand-eye coordination. That is an attack you must repel. Because coordination can only come with painting, and hollow practice is a tactic to break the artist's spirit. Please understand that works of art are weapons of mass destruction aimed at the world of art. And the driving force, the rail that elevates all the works, is purely about beauty. Beauty is what decides a winner. Beauty is a force of nature independent of humans. The eye of the beholder, by comparison, is imperfect and small, but will recognize that force of nature, that force of beauty. That is a testament to how magnificent humans are. For all the flaws, we are connected to beauty itself. What you are about to hear will scare every artist and make them squeal. It will turn the sweetest one of them against you in jealous rage. You have no friends as an artist. You are a force of one, and the others can only come to attack. You must work 2 to 3 steps ahead of them and counter their moves before they even happen. That is the art of war. You will need many pseudonyms and many background stories, and each of the persona must keep a consistent style. Do not cross the styles. Painterly horses stay. Painterly horses. You do not take away, you do not add. The style remains consistent for the life of the persona. The only thing that changes is that each work is more beautiful than the previous. You don't work digital, physical media only. And you lay that paint down on the biggest canvas you can find. While you must become familiar with the way of the masters because of how calming and perfect it is, that is not where you start, and that is not where you will do your work. The way of the masters is for relaxation and wisdom only. It is the old way. It is meant to make you better, but not tell you what to paint or how to paint exactly. You begin by using artificial intelligence, damn right, and you will generate never-before-seen images. You are searching for the most magnificent generation under your persona and style, and a huge bonus if you can connect multiple images together to weave something more intricate and more detailed. It must be so good as to have changed you and changed the way you see art. So good that it is better than all your previous works combined, which was already the best you've ever seen. Find a used wall projector. Oh, yes! They are as cheap as $15 and you will use them. Connect them to a laptop. And using Krita or GIMP, adjust contrast, or use the posterize effect to explore the structure of your source image. You will need to paint huge, find discarded doors, sheets of plywood, stuff so big that you can only paint in your backyard. Here, you will be challenged to mix paint. There are very few shortcuts here. Wrong colors means the painting will fail. If you just try to color your... Oh, no, don't even try to do it. You can't just color something with the colors you have on hand. You have to strategize about color. Practice with a single hue that you can easily manage. Try painting in grayscale or sepia and then gently glazing now transparent colors over it, like the masters did. Graffiti art is often so interesting because the artists pick the colors first. Yeah. They make sure that the colors are beautiful and work really well together, and then they do their shape. Try breaking your painting down by color and then strategize how to reassemble it on canvas. Not always with the same color, but always in a theme that goes together and looks breathtaking. You can learn to mix colors in more detail by printing out your source image at a photo station in your local supermarket and then laying a pane of glass over your photo, then trying to mix colors that match everything perfectly. Repainting the same painting to make 10 copies for sale will also teach you more about mixing as you discover how to repaint more wisely, how to improve on your previous iteration. As you produce dozens or even 100 paintings this summer, color will always weigh on you and slow you down. It will always challenge you. But yes, the projector will help you practice shape, and the pane of glass will help you master color mixing. Heads up! Other artists will attack your style and reputation because they will all believe their way is the correct way. So present yourself as an agent and keep your sources safe. Hide. Approach local galleries and shows just to get a feel for it all, but sell online under your pseudonyms where you can reach more people. Always record time-lapse and progress videos. Give it some years until thinking about setting the personas aside and taking what you have learned and showing and selling under your own name. By that time, you won't need a projector, but you should still use it or a grid, just to be respectful to all your subjects and get the shapes right. Your works must always be stunning, each work more stunning than the previous. The colors and texture must reach beyond your source image. A single summer with a projector will change your life. And 10 summers with different styles and personas, AI and projectors, and always a huge canvas will redefine what is art. Becoming a professional artist is not the ultimate aim, nor is it being interviewed. You can generate interviews with AI. Becoming an artist is about becoming change. A huge part of being an artist is simply changing all the rules, breaking every last one of them without any exceptions, and then learning to shout silence when someone is foolish enough or cunning enough to try to tell you what art is or isn't. This will forever be your job. Only your destroyers will hope to persuade you a path that they approve of. You must ignore them. Just look what they did to the world of art. How boring it is today. How misshapen. How trivial. How demonizing and jealous. How limiting and arm-twisting. And how corrupt. How they stand there admiring a fruit taped to a wall, hoping that they were the first to come up with the stupid idea. Be a warrior. Stand for rage and change. And may you reawaken and reignite the world of art so that it becomes interesting again.